and I didn't want to go, but I had to. I didn't mean that nobody offered me a choice, told me I could stay home if I wanted to. I knew I was going to be drafted, so I preferred the Navy, and I enlisted in the Navy. I didn't wait to be drafted. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of them today, of course, when they were using the draft, turned conscientious objectors overnight because they didn't want to go. Mm-hmm. And they weren't in any danger either then. I mean, it was just, you know, just so that they had the training in case there was another war. Mm-hmm. But when after Pearl Harbor, things went into high gear. Everybody got ready to for a war. Mm-hmm. They had housewives saving grease, like bacon grease, and if they cooked a ham, they saved the ham fat and took them up to the butcher shop and turned in the grease because it was used for making glycerin for explosives. Mm-hmm. And every housewife in the country had a grease can on her stove, and she saved bacon drippings and any kind of grease she could. And just hundreds of things that that a civilian did for the war effort, and not just because they had to, but because they wanted to. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you have something to defend, you'll. You do what you can about it.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, could you draw a diagram of your house now and the house that you used to live in? Just general block diagram? Line.
Just the outside of it? Or?
Mm-hmm. Kind of floor plan, just side by side, just maybe kind of a rough drawing. And
the outside appearance or the floor, inside floor plan, or both?
Inside floor plan and of both houses.
Well, now let's see. Said the house I lived in when I was a child was converted into a, was originally a one family dwelling, and my grandmother had made it into an apartment, so there was the upstairs was a separate apartment and was rented out.